am Canadian, and I went to a sort of rural high school out in Alberta with, you know, very little real education. I was a complete flake actually in high school. I think in my last year in high school, I went like so little that they could have withheld my degree. I went off to college and I'm interested in everything, and I think that's quite typical of philosophers. So I ended up just taking a lot of things. I started out in physics and math, went, did a lot of literature, took a year abroad. My last year in college got interested in philosophy. Second year graduate school, I wandered into a course where we had a young professor. The first thing he said was, today I'm gonna, he did philosophy of physics. I had no exposure to it. He said, the first thing I'm gonna do today is prove Bell's theorem for you. And I'm gonna tell you that this theorem is gonna have the following metaphysical consequences. Nothing like what you believe about the ordinary structure of the material universe is gonna be possible. I'm gonna show you a little experiment, describe some simple experiments that we've actually performed. And believe me, it's gonna rule out everything you believe about the metaphysical structure of the world. I went, yeah, right. And he proved this little result. Math was, you know, almost trivially easy. The experiments themselves, very simple to describe. What completely threw me for a loop. I went home that night. It was the first exciting thing I had found since I started graduate school. And I think from the perspective of someone who does philosophy, you start out with these sort of burning questions. You know, what is space? What is time? Or depending on your inclinations, what is death? What is the meaning of life? And you find quite quickly that there are a lot of old, tired answers, very little that's new, very little real innocence in the field anymore. And that can be discouraging to a young researcher. Think about philosophy of physics or physics. Especially physics at the very foundations, physics devoted to questions about space, time, the structure of the material universe. It's absolute frontier. I mean, it really is completely unbroken ground. So very quickly, I left behind sort of the traditional philosophy and got completely enveloped in the physics. Physics is the place now where there's the most exciting and imaginative and genuinely new proposals being developed, you know, day after day. We live in a technological world. I mean, look around you. We don't live in the world that nature created. Modern day man, we live in a world that we designed. And it will change. Our children and our children's children will live in a different world, and we will design the world that they live in. The fact is, science works. You know, we send rockets to the moon. We construct experiments of this, you know, by arranging artificial conditions of a kind that have never been, you know, kind of encountered in nature. And our physical theories will predict with unbelievable precision exactly what, you know, the outcomes of the experiment will be. We construct, you know, we design organisms that don't occur naturally, and they do what we expect them to do. I mean, it's sort of remarkable. And if we've lost the sense of mystery to some extent because we've become so acquainted to the kind of artificial world that we've designed, we forget that it's really incredible that we're able to do all of this stuff on the basis of sitting down with a pencil and paper and you know, constructing physical theories. So I think that to me is as mysterious as anything, the fact that science works. The best advice I can give you is find out what you love, you know, and do that. Go to school. Be exposed to as much as you can expose yourself to, because you won't know beforehand. And the thing that reaches down inside you and grabs you, do that. Do that.